Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress
Radio. So listen, my next guest up on the show, she is so super talented. She is a Brit-Asian singer-songwriter who's absolutely no stranger to the show. She's dropped a new one, and it was only right that we got up on the show to talk about it. Give it up for the lovely Saloni! Hey, Saloni.
Hey. Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm not too bad. How is it going in your side of the world? It's absolutely chucking it down here in Leicester.
Chucking it down here as well, but managed to get home safe, so all good.
There we go. You know what? It was a bit hit and miss for a while. I thought, it's not going to happen. Rain is going to stop play. But I'm glad we have got you. But how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm all good, thank you. It's been a while since we've caught up, but yeah, lots going on and things are going great.
Do you know, Saloni, I was thinking about this. I've been supporting you now, you know, right from, you know, your very, very, very first song. And I thought your timing to explode onto the scene, your timing was so absolutely perfect because you came on when there was this explosion of like the South music, you know, that just came onto the scene at the very same time. You know, you had, you know, the Triple R movie, Pushpa, KGF, all that kind of came out at the time of you kind of debuting your music. So your timing was absolutely perfect, you know, pushing your... You're pushing that Telugu and Tamil sound.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think it's only a matter of time that all of us South Asians, you know, get it up. But I think we caught up for the first time when I released Legacy, which was my first ever English and Telugu track. And it was around the time that, like you said, RRR was, like, getting global awards and stuff. It's only time, you know, where we're, like, our representation is seen.
Absolutely. And, you know, you are most definitely representing, you know, that language and that scene. You know, what kind of feedback, what kind of love have you had from, you know, fans, from listeners, you know, because it's, you know, it's a new thing. We've not seen or heard it before.
Yeah, no, it's been absolutely amazing. The recent single, Nigunde, well, I've come out with an acoustic version just recently. But before that, it was the original version with someone I collaborated with called Bilal Shaheed. Called Ni Gundalona translates to I'm in your heart, and it's honestly been so amazing. I think it's my best track yet, and like, it's insane to see the response. Like, there's so much love out there, and I honestly could not have asked for more.
Absolutely. Do you know what I'm gonna say? You know, it is my favorite track to date that you have dropped. It's been firmly on my playlist since it's come out. You know, you and Bilal have done an absolutely amazing job. I've not seen a Telugu and Bengali collaboration, man. And the two languages just go so well together.
Yeah, no, 100%. It is the first of its kind. I don't think you've seen, you know, three languages together on an original: Telugu, Bangla, English. And obviously, it wouldn't have been possible without, you know, having the fan base that we do, but also collaborating with a few different artists to kind of get to here.
Yeah. When this track was being conceived, when you and Bilal got together, you know, was it always going to be a Telugu Bangla track?
I do get this question quite a lot. Actually, I didn't go in with a plan to have Telugu on there at all, to be honest. Yeah. As you know, as we've discussed on the show a few times, I can sing in a few different languages.
Yeah.
And so I just went in with the perspective of, oh, I'm going to collaborate with a Bangla artist. I'll sing in Bangla for this track and Bangla in English sort of thing.
Yeah.
And kind of just, you know, the tracks I've done before was like Punjabi English, then it was Telugu in English, then it was Hindi in English. And I was like, okay, this track will be Bangla in English. But when we kind of put the melodies down and everything, we just thought, you know what, it's like a nice high tune sort of sounding to the song, and Telugu would just go perfect on this. So yeah. It was on the spot that we decided, okay, let's do Telugu on it.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I had written Telugu lyrics myself. Usually I get it written by someone else.
Yeah.
So all in all, this was literally like a little baby that I'm so glad to see, you know, kind of come to life.
Yeah. How was that, you know, sitting down and putting pen to paper and actually writing, you know, writing for the first time in Telugu, man? You know, what was that experience like?
Definitely a big challenge. I think Telugu is my mother tongue. I speak on a regular basis, but those that listen to this music and speak the language as well will know that what you kind of listen to in songs is like a different kind of Telugu. It's like, you know, old school poetic sort of language rather than what you would speak. So I found it quite challenging to try and, you know, get something that's, you know, put on paper as lyrics.
Yeah.
It's not as poetic or anything, it's quite colloquial, but I still think I really enjoyed pushing myself. you know, as an artist, it's always about pushing the boundaries, trying to explore new things, and this is definitely one of those.
Well, look, I don't know Telugu and I don't know Bengali, but you know what? It just sounds so beautiful, just the words, the melody is just a beautiful thing. So big up that track, and you know what? The track was so great that you've decided to come out with an acoustic version.
Yes, I just had to. I think there was so much demand around it, so much love around it. I was like, and those are people that even asked to like do like a solo version of me singing in the Bangla bits as well. So I thought, you know what? Let me push myself. I'll sing in Bangla. And so here we are with the acoustic.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are going to be dropping that on the show in a few minutes' time. But let's just talk about your year a little bit, Saloni. You know, like I said, I've been following you since the beginning, you know, of your journey. And I've seen you drop the tracks. And, you know, it's absolutely amazing. And you know, we've loved everything that you've done. But, you know, you've been doing a lot of live performances this year. There's been a lot of melee you've been doing. How have your performances gone down? You know, going out there and singing in your mother tongue?
Yeah, no, it's been absolutely amazing. For me, the biggest part of being an artist, the biggest reason why I'm an artist in the first place is the live aspect of it. Yeah. I love performing live to an audience. I just love being on stage. Yes, you know, we get nervous going on stage and stuff, but the second I'm on there and I'm singing and like there's the audience in front of me, all of that goes away. And it's like, this is what I live for. This is why I am an artist. This is why I do what I do. It's literally because of performing live.
Absolutely. Not only are you pushing, you know, your mother tongue and Telugu, it's a beautiful language. You know, I wish I knew more languages. I wish I knew, you know, you're going to have to teach me, Saloni. But, you know, not only are you kind of pushing, you know, pushing that dialect, but through your music, and we've discussed this before, you know, you're pushing that whole kind of female women empowerment, you know, through your music as well, which is, again, a very beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Now, listen, Saloni, I thought we'd have a little bit of fun on the show this evening, right? Okay, Telugu is your mother tongue. You've written in Telugu for the very first time, so I wanna know how good your Telugu actually is. All right, so I'm gonna put you to the test this evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have got Saloni up on the show. We are gonna play a little bit of a game with Saloni. So Saloni, you just hold tight, take a deep breath, get yourself together, and we're gonna get into this little game in just a minute.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.
All right, Saloni, are you up for my little challenge? How are you feeling?
Go on, then. You'll never let me go without a challenge.
I'm not. You know. You should know by now. After all the interviews me and you have done, right, you know, I'm always going to throw a curveball, out there. Right. Right, okay. So, all right. So I'm going to put your Telugu to the test, all right? Now, yeah. I've done some translations of some popular songs into Telugu, all right?
Okay. And, English songs?
Well, okay, I'll tell you what. Okay, the first one I'm going to do is I guess, an English song, all right? The lyrics are in English. Let's see. When I do the first one, it should hopefully become apparent, all right? So I've got three okay. I'm going to play you, all right? So we're going to go with the first one. Let's see. Okay, if you can work out what track this is supposed to be, all right? Listen.
నా దృష్టి నీ మీద పడింది మరియు మీరు నన్ను తనిఖీ చేయడాన్ని నేను చూస్తున్నాను. నా దృష్టి నీ మీద పడింది ఓహ్ మరియు నేను చూసేది నాకు ఇష్టం.
What?
Did that make any sense to you at all?
No. Well, the last one was like, whatever I look at, I like. Yeah, I.
No?
I feel like it literally translated it, which makes it harder. If I don't know if Google has done that correctly.
Well, okay. Well, this is what it was supposed to be. Does it make sense now? Does it make sense?
Yeah, it kind of does.
Okay.
Drishti basically means like that, not their eyes on you, but it's like they've got, yeah, kind of eyes on you, I guess, play on words, yeah.
Okay, all right, okay, okay, all right, okay. All right, let's see if we do any better with the second one, all right? This is a Bollywood song, a really popular Bollywood song, all right?
మీరు దగ్గరగా వచ్చి ఇలా నవ్వారు మీరు దగ్గరగా వచ్చి ఇలా నవ్వారు నువ్వు ఏ కలలు చూసావో నాకు తెలియదు మీరు దగ్గరగా వచ్చి ఇలా నవ్వారు నువ్వు ఏ కలలు చూసావో నాకు తెలియదు ఇప్పుడు నా గుండె మేల్కోదు లేదా నిద్రపోదు నేను ఏమి చేయాలి హాయ్ ఏదో జరుగుతుంది నేను ఏమి చేయాలి హాయ్ ఏదో జరుగుతుంది
All right, come on. Did you get this song? Go on.
Oh my god. It's so repetitive. Okay, the last but Ninu Yimi Chayali is like, what would I do without you?
Okay.
But now translating that into Hindi is, Tishmerab, no, it's not Tishmerab, the good word means like, come closer. But then it's retranslating that into Hindi, so, oh my god.
If you had a guess. Okay, I'm going to give you a clue. Shah Rukh Khan, Kajal.
Like OG. Wait, no. My mind's blank, I'm not going
to
lie.
Okay, all right, I'm going to tell you what it is.
Tum paas aaye, yun muskuraye, tumne na jaane
kya,
sapne dikhaye, ab to mera dil jaake na sota hai,
kya karu haaye. There we go. That's what it was supposed to be. All right, I'm going to hit you with the third and final one, right? Let's see if you can at least get one of these, all right? All right, okay. And you know what? It's going to be really terrible if you don't get this one. All right, listen.
Itivela. నేను ప్రతిదానిపై పనిచేస్తున్నాను మరియు అది వెర్రి ఉంది నేను రోజూ నా వారవడానికి ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నాను నా జీవితంలోకి ప్రజలు వస్తున్నారు వారు నన్ను ఎప్పుడూ ఆడుకోలేరు లేదు నన్ను తప్పుదారి పట్టించలేను లేదు
If you had got that one wrong,
that would have been really bad.
Listen, Saloni, always so much fun when you're up on the show. Listen, the acoustic version is now out. You know, I mean, we're coming towards the end of the year now. You know, what can we expect from you? I don't know if you got anything between now and the end of the year, or certainly for 2024. What can we expect?
Well, till the end of the year, nothing planned. It's all Christmas vibes now, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
So, no new music until the end of the year, but New Year has lots to come. Hoping to get some singles out, some collaborations that you guys might not expect, and, you know, hopefully an EP for summer. That's what I'm working towards, at least.
There we go. Well, we will watch this space. We'll have you back up on the show again, Saloni. Always so much fun. I'm going to play you out with the new one, the acoustic version. And you know what? I'll be pronouncing it totally wrong, I think, right? Ever since I've been like going Ni
Gundaluna.
Okay, I've been going like Ni Gundaluna. That's what I've been saying.
That's what many people have been saying, but it's actually Ni Gundaluna. So, like, you know, there's the O and the U.
Yeah.
So it's like splitting it up. So Gundaluna. Yeah.
There we go. Saloni, it's only right that you introduce the track before we go into it.
No, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And this track is my latest track, acoustic version of Ni Gundaluna, I'm in Your Heart.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.